you think about all of the things that we would consider to be child abuse, I believe that this, at the end of the day, has the exact same characteristics.
Throughout history, LGBTQ people have faced various amounts of oppression, and conversion therapy, the practice of trying to change or convert one's sexuality through a variety of exercises, has contributed to this. Although conversion therapy has been widely condemned by health organizations from around the world, the practice is still legal in many states, including Kentucky, and that's what the organization Ban Conversion Therapy Kentucky hopes to change. Tanner Mobley is the director of the organization.
This is the third year that we've worked to submit legislation here in Kentucky. And for the past years, we submitted, but it was kind of just me and a couple friends that had worked to do it. And we basically just emailed some representatives and then just kind of let it go. So this past summer, we decided to get a step further by making an official organization and started developing a social media presence.
The practice of conversion therapy has varied throughout the years,
ranging from physical torture to a variety of psychological tactics.
But today, the most common form is aversion therapy. This is a psychological approach which forces those undergoing the therapy to correlate their sexuality with something negative. Mobley describes an account from someone who underwent the treatment as a child.
One of the survivors I met, when they were 7 or 8 years old, they went through conversion therapy, and they went with like a pastoral counselor, and we still don't know if they were licensed or not, but they were told that they were the last gay person on earth, and that if they didn't find their sexual orientation, they were going to die because the government was going to come find and kill them.
Although this is an extreme example, Mobley says it is not uncommon. Some of the practices do include physical challenges to combat the feelings of femininity that are often connected with male homosexuality.
A lot of the things that you still see today, them making like boys like fight each other to kind of like build masculinity, wearing backpacks full of bricks to feel the weight of being gay and the sin that's causing that, a really wide range of things.
Mobley wholeheartedly believes the lasting side effects that have been reported from those who endured conversion therapy as a child should classify the practice as child abuse.
These practices often lead to psychological trauma, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and often we're finding suicidal ideation, and sometimes, especially at a young age, I mean, you see symptoms of PTSD as people get older. I've met survivors that they still get phantom shocks, or they almost feel like hurt when they hug someone of the same sex, and all kinds of crazy things.
One of the most defining aspects of conversion therapy legislation in other states is consent, something Mobley and his organization are fully aware of.
At the end of the day, if you're a consenting adult and you want to attempt these practices despite knowing that they don't work, then I mean, that we believe that that's their choice to do so. But for youth that have no say in this and are trusting that their parents are going to be doing what's right for them, we can't continue to allow that to happen.
Conversion therapy has been denounced by national and international health organizations, including both the World and American Psychiatric Associations, as well as the American Medical Association. In fact, the APA has publicly opposed psychiatric treatments, quote, based upon the assumption that homosexuality per se is a mental disorder. This will be used as leverage in the process to pass legislation banning conversion therapy in the Commonwealth, which we will talk about next time. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.